This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today, members of Congress are introducing a bill to protect the data of students. Venture capital firms poured more than $1 billion into the education tech industry last year. But what about privacy? From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Data can be a powerful tool, helping teachers customize lessons and track students' progress over time. But Kalia Barnes with the Electronic Privacy Information Center says there aren't enough restrictions on how companies can use student data.
We're in, unfortunately, the Wild West when it comes to student privacy, and so we're hopeful that the upcoming legislation will correct the current wrongs.
The bill is expected to prohibit companies from selling students' personal information or using it for non-educational purposes, like marketing. Barnes says the bill won't prevent states from passing tougher laws, something the industry hopes to avoid. Mark Schneiderman is head of education policy at the Software and Information Industry Association.
There is a concern with the patchwork approach, and to the degree that we can harmonize and simplify, I think we'll better serve students and schools.
Tech giants like Google and Apple have signed a voluntary student privacy pledge. Privacy advocates are pushing for a federal law with more teeth. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.